The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, tenacity and grit is something our next guest has in spades. This is a man who went blind in his prime after an accident. That led to a total and utter revolution in his life. David Kuhn has not only completed the Ironman triathlon, plus four half Ironmans, run over 50 marathons and done a cross-country race from California to New York City. He is running around the outside of the US to raise money for cystic fibrosis in aid of his granddaughter, who has the illness. He spoke to us about how all of this started and what he gets out of it.
So I lost my eyesight from an accident with a drunk driver and at a small trucking company, so I had to give that up and had to give up driving and then turn to bicycling as a means of getting around. And eventually had to give up bicycling. That got to be a little unsafe, and so then I turned to running. The way that happened was I participated in a cross-country triathlon in 1999 from Santa Barbara, California to New York City, and that was a fundraiser for children with disabilities who were pursuing athletic goals. And they wanted adult athletes as role models for these children, where in fact for me, the children were my role models. So we literally biked, swam, and ran across the U.S., and I really hated running at that point, and I was hoping that they would completely forget about the running. That first 5 miles, I was the poster board of how to do it all wrong, and they suggested to run with my entire body loose. I still had enough eyesight where I could see other people, and I did not have to be tethered. I could run alongside of them. And so I refused to learn their way. The third morning, everything in my body hurt. And so they taught me how to relax my upper body as I ran. And so I did that. And at the end of that day, which was still 5 mile run, 90-mile bike ride, finishing with another 5 mile run, I actually felt pretty good. And the last 2 days, we ran back-to-back marathon distances. But we didn't run as though they were a marathon. We'd run, say, 7-8 miles, take a break, a few more miles, take a break. And that's how we got through it. And then when I returned home, I talked to my ophthalmologist, told him what I had just done. And he said that he ran the Chicago Marathon every year, and he's seen some blind people out there. And he says, why don't you register and run with me? I'll be your guide. So that was my first marathon. And then I took roughly 10 years off of running marathons or any organized events, but I would still get out and run just for the enjoyment of it. And that's what I found, is I actually found it to be relaxing, stress relieving. It was great for thinking through problems. And then in 2009, I was working as a center director, was a senior center, and we were doing a fundraiser. And I said, well, I run the Chicago Marathon. Everybody said, okay. And I thought, oh, no, I can't believe I actually said that. Because at that time, my eyesight had gotten to the point I was going to need a sighted guide. Someone got a piece of paper, and they put together a pledge sheet. So now I was really stuck. And so one of them said that there's a young guy that runs for his college, said he's sure that he would be my guide. I put off running with him because I was sure that running tethered, actually holding onto a rope, was just going to be awful. He was 4 inches taller than I am, so his legs were longer. You know, I could think of no good thing coming out of this. And so he just happened to be home from college one day, and we gave it a try, and it worked very easily. That college young man, though, he got injured. I had no guide. The only thing left to do was to contact my local running store and explain the situation. That man said, well, why don't you send me an email with everything you said? You're running this as a fundraiser, you're trained, you're ready to go, and let's see what happens. And I literally got over 200 people that offered to be my sighted running guide for the Chicago Marathon in 2009. And that pretty much set the tempo. So I got into running, ran the Chicago Marathon in 2011 and 12 and 13 and qualified for Boston. And then in 2014, that's when I started running for my granddaughter across the U.S. She has cystic fibrosis. We set up a website very quickly, set up the Facebook page, and we thought, well, maybe the first thing to do is to send emails out to the various running clubs in Seattle, Washington, and see if I can get cited running guides. And within 30 minutes, we got an email back from a guy who said, I have a daughter who is visually impaired, and I do a lot of fundraising for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. What do you need? You got it. Bingo. And we were off and running. He set it up with his running club that they were going to guide me for 50 miles, 25 miles a day. But we weren't going to be able to find guides for the rest of the way. So, again, we're just doing this thing on the fly, not even sure what we're doing. And so I flew out to Seattle. This gentleman met me, put my gear in, I guess, his car, and then we ran 25 miles. Someone picked him up, and the next morning somebody else picked me up, and we ran 25 miles. When people were available to guide me, they could guide me. When they weren't, I'd run on a track. In Spokane, they have the largest running club in the U.S., and of all places, I was not able to connect except for a group of women. And one of them starts talking on a cell phone, and she says, well, I'll ask him. She said, I have someone on the phone here that would like to run with you tomorrow, but here's the thing. They run in costume. And she says, so if you'd like to do this, you can't tell anybody. And I said, okay, let's do it. The next day was prom day then. And so the two women were dressed in prom dresses, complete with some pretty gaudy jewelry, I am told. And for me, they found a tuxedo. And so that's how we ran. And we ran, I don't know how many miles, but in costume. And that's what we encountered as I came across the U.S. People were just incredibly supportive and friendly. And it was just amazing. It was brutal on my body. But the people were incredible everywhere I went. My goal is to complete it, even at my tender age of 64. I want to run all the way around the perimeter states of the United States for my granddaughter and other people with cystic fibrosis, you know, just to raise awareness about the disease and, you know, raise money for it. If I did not lose my eyesight, I would never have gotten into running or triathlons, and definitely, I would never have done the cross-country triathlon in 1999, and that's what led to one thing after another, knowing that I could do a cross-country event to do the run for my granddaughter. It wasn't like this is only a dream that could never happen. I've done it. And with the 50-plus marathons that I've run, I would have never have done that. And the guides that I have are just some of the most amazing people. I've run in 17 states in the U.S. I've met so many other blind and visually impaired people that are runners themselves. It's just a phenomenal group of people of all levels and all skills. And I really am the little dog in this pack of amazing athletes. And I just feel so blessed to be a part of this. Otherwise, you know, I would just be just somebody who might read about it someplace. Maybe I pick up the newspaper one day. Maybe there's something about a blind runner. And I think, oh, cool. These people that are guides, you know, they're so selfless. They're there. They just love doing this. And the first time I was, quote unquote, forced to have a guide, I really looked at it as though I'm asking somebody to give up their marathon for me. And, you know, 200 people responded through the internet, plus our phone. We have an answering machine. That thing was loaded for days. And that started teaching me that, you know, I was looking at this all wrong. I came from the sighted world. That's how I was looking at it. Now that I'm in this world, I see it differently, that there are people out there that are incredibly generous and just want to give so much that they get out of it more than they give. We may not get back exactly what we put in or what we think we're going to get back, but we get something back. And that's what the relationship is between myself and my guides. It's a mutually giving relationship. And so when I run with people, I always try to be relaxed and fun and make it that for them. I'm very thankful and just in awe over, living this life.
You know how I hate to use that word inspirational. Well, I think I might have to make an exception here. What a humble and selfless man David is. His story was just so amazing. It's just a shame we couldn't play you all of it. He even trained with Evel Knievel's grandson. So he's a hero in my book, that's for sure.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.